咱今仔日早起的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第十三章，咱要对第一节三节来读到三十二节，《列王纪上》第十三章第一节。迄个时阵，有一个新人奉着耶和华的命令，对犹大来到伯特利。耶路伯安正徛伫坛边要烧香，新人奉着耶和华的命令向坛呼叫，讲：“坛啊坛啊！”耶和华安尼讲：“大卫的家内的确生一个囝，名叫做约瑟亚，伊的确将躯坛的祭司。”就是恁顶面烧香的，胎死伫你顶面，人的骨头也的确烧伫你顶面。当日神人设一个仪表，讲这个坛的确破裂，坛顶的火的确倾杀，这是耶和华讲的仪表。亚罗波安王听见神人向伯特利的坛所呼叫的话。就对坛顶称手讲：“该抓嘞吧！”王向神人所称的手就高大了，未会挽回，坛也破裂了，坛顶的火倾杀了，清清像神灵奉耶和华的名所设的仪表。王对神灵讲：“请你为我祈祷，求耶和华你的上帝的恩典。”和我的手复原，对安尼神灵就祈祷耶和华，王的手就复了原，犹原亲像平常一样。王对神灵讲：“请你甲我杀个去食饭，加添心力，我也得较互你上诉。”神灵对王讲：“就是将你的方向一半给我，我也无甲你动气，也无伫这个所在食饭啉水。”因为有耶和华的话嘱咐我讲，唔通伫伯特利食饭饮水，也唔通对你所起的原路倒来。对安尼神灵就对别个路倒去，无将伯特利来的原路倒去。有一个老先知徛伫伯特利，伊会惊来将神灵当日伫伯特利所行的一切代志。甲向王所讲的话，拢甲伊的父亲讲，父亲就问因讲：“神灵对伫一条路去呢？”仔囝就甲伊的父亲讲：“原来因看见迄个对犹大来的神灵所去的路。”老先知就吩咐伊的囝讲：“恁为我准备路啊！”因备了路啊，伊就徛咧去对赶这个神灵，就拄着伊坐伫。抢手的对应，就问伊讲：“你是对犹大来的神灵，唔是？”伊讲是。老先知就对伊讲：“请你甲我杀个倒去厝食饭。”神灵讲：“我袂做你甲你杀个倒去，入你的家也袂做你伫遮甲你食饭啉水，因为有耶和华的话嘱咐我讲，你伫遐唔通食饭啉水。”也唔通对你去的原路倒来。老先生对伊讲：“我也是先知，甲你一样。有天使奉着耶和华的命令对我讲，你去将伊带倒去到你的厝内，叫伊食饭、啉水。这拢是老先知空奉伊。”对安尼，神灵甲先知就倒去，伫伊的厝内食饭、啉水。两个人坐席的时阵。耶和华的名的话临到迄个带神灵倒来的先知，伊就对迄个对犹大来的神灵讲：“耶和华安尼讲，你竟然违背耶和华的话，无遵守耶和华你的命令，反倒倒来，伫耶和华禁止你食饭啉水的所在，食咯啉咯，对安尼你的私心未得入到你列祖的坟墓。”食啉了咯，老先知为着所带倒来的先知，比如伊就去了。伫路咧，有一只狮仔拄着伊，就将伊咬死。狮身就倒伫路咧，驴仔就徛伫狮身的边头， 西亚也站在狮身的边头，有人对遐经过，看见狮身倒伫路顶，西亚站在狮身边头，就来到老先知所站的城，述说这个代志。一个带神灵到来的先知听见这个代志，就讲：这是迄个违背了耶和华命令的神灵，所以耶和华将伊交予西亚，西亚了伤伊，加死伊。是应验耶和华对伊所讲的话。老先知就吩咐伊的子：你为我避路啊！因就避了路。伊去了，看见神灵的狮身倒伫路咧，路甲西亚徛伫狮身的边头。西亚却无食狮身，也无了伤迄个路啊。老先知就将神灵的狮身倒伫路中，路顶带回家己的城内，要哀哭伊。埋葬伊，伊就将伊的尸身葬伫家己的坟墓内，哀哭伊讲：哀哉，我的阿兄！安葬之后，老先知就对伊的囝讲：我死了，你就将我葬伫神灵的坟墓内，互我的尸身靠近伊的尸身，因为伊奉耶和华的命令，指着伯特利的坛、甲撒玛利亚各城、有库坛之殿所讲的话。的确应验。咱的圣经就读到这了，愿主赐福给家己为故。
各位兄弟姊妹平安 ，Brothers sisters peace to all of you。
感谢上帝，予咱我当到上帝面前一齐来敬拜。
We thank God that we're able to come together to worship Him。
今仔日这段经文较长
，Today's verses are a bit long。
所以呢，我人坐坐啊，感谢主，徛起来啊，感谢主。
So we thank God that some were sitting and some were standing。
但是呢，你若注意去看规个。13章是讲到一个故事呢。
But if you look at this whole chapter 13, it's just talking about one story.
但是你若讲述中这个故事，真简单的综合有几个重点。
But if you summarize this chapter, there are a few important points.
然后你若看到这段经文一开始讲到一个神灵，这个人是怎啊？圣经无讲伊个名。
It starts with it talks about a man of God, but we were not given a name.
然后这个人本身从耶和华的命令叫伊走去找亚罗波安。
Because God called him so that he can to see King Jeroboam.
然后跟亚罗波安讲一个真重要的消息
，and to give King Jeroboam a very important message.
就是讲伊咧库段所有献祭，我咧祭司有一日因拢将死。
And what he was saying that all these offering, all these altar will one day be destroyed.
所以话出话讲，上帝要兴起对犹大家一个人的名叫做约西亚，然后要将因这个北国这个亚罗波安这个国度给毁灭起来。
And one day, a person by name Josiah will come up and take over.
然后咱知影，当这个神灵要将这个信息给亚罗波安讲的时阵
，So when this man of God was to give this message to King Jeroboam,
然后这亚罗波安就命令要解要掠伊本身。
After King Jeroboam heard that he wanted to seize him,
然后当这个亚罗波安的手一撑出去的时阵，伊的手却过大了。
As soon as King Jeroboam stretched out his arms, his arm dried up.
然后在迄个时阵，亚罗波安就甲这个神灵讲讲，求上帝帮咱好我好些。
Then afterwards, King Jeroboam asked this man of God to pray for him, to heal him. So at the end, we saw that the arms were healed. So this man of God fulfilled his mission afterwards. And then King Jeroboam wanted to ask this man of God to stay and have to eat and drink with him, and he was thinking of giving him some gifts.
但是呢，这个神灵讲唔通袂做，因为上帝曾经吩咐我两样代志。
But then the man of God refused him and said that God has instructed me two things.
然后头一样代志，你来的时阵，你倒去唔通照弯路倒去。
First instruction was after you've given the message, when you go home, do not go back the same way.
然后第二项，你袂做地壁。
And second is do not eat or drink in Bethel.
所以就提示了这个亚罗波安所有的要求。
So he refused the invitation of King Jeroboam.
所以就开始倒去，伊就行了。
So he left.
等到伊行了的时阵，伫迄个时阵，伫伯特利有一个老的先知听到这个消息。
And after this incident, there was an old prophet that heard this story.
然后伊就赶紧将伊的囝，然后去请伊这个 神灵来到他的营帐。
So he asked his son to go after this man of God to invite him back home.
然后牧民说：“你来跟我徛一暗，然后我甚至给你饮食。”
He invited him to stay with him overnight and to give him food and drink.
然后这个神灵就讲真清楚，未做上帝吩咐，讲未做安尼。
But this man of God was very clear and said that he cannot do it.
但是呢，这个老的先知也是真正悔改。然后咧骗伊
，but this old prophet lied to him。
然后你讲上帝叫我来啦，要何你食啉啦
？But this old prophet told him that, but God has called me to invite you to come and eat。
所以个罗马呢，这个神灵无听耶和华的吩咐。
At the end, this man of God did not listen to God's instructions, but rather followed the old prophet。
到罗马一食啉了，这个老先知真有心，伊讲我替你备办了一只驴啊，让你坐这个驴啊，到去你的所在。
And after this man of God ate and drank, the old prophet was kind enough and gave him a donkey to go home。
结果这个神灵就跟这个驴啊到去了。
So this man of God walked, went home with this donkey.
但是伫半路内面有一只狮啊。
But halfway home there was this lion.
我爱恁注意这个所在有一个真特别的物件。
I want you to pay attention to something very particular, very peculiar in this incident.
因为圣经讲这个狮啊，将这个神灵驾驶。
That this lion, killed this man of God.
但是呢，你来注意看吼，你看迄个驴啊，伫边头无伤。
But if you pay attention, that this donkey was not hurt by this lion. If I'm that lion, I would thank God and say that today I have a man to eat, at the same time I have a donkey to eat as well. But you notice that he only hurt the man of God, but he did not hurt the donkey.And the Bible tells us that when the body was there, the dead body was there.
然后你圣经讲，迄个狮甲驴啊，徛伫尸体边头。
And you'll notice that the lion and the donkey was just standing beside the body.
所以话，除了狮啊解决了这个神灵以后，伊无去食这个驴啊。
So it means that after the lion killed the man, he did not hurt the donkey.
所以呢，这项代志，予咱看到完完全全出自上帝的手底啊。
So you can see here that God's hand was there.
所以呢，到罗马，这个神灵就结束伊的生命。罗马这个信息传教到亚罗波安，罗马亚罗波安城市也是结束伊的王国。
So after this happened, all this happened as well that the kingdom of Jeroboam was destroyed.
那到底这个故事跟咱讲什么
？What does this story tell us？
然后我感觉这个故事和咱有法当明白什么叫做侍奉上帝。
Here this it teaches us how we are to serve God.
然后看到这个神灵才有去侍奉，但是伊的侍奉应该就才有较好些，较望上帝欢喜。
How did this man of God? How should he have served to please God?
所以我今仔日有四项代志，透过这个故事，甲大家彼此来分享。
So、I have four things I want to share to you through this chapter this morning.
然后头一方面侍奉上帝是啥物呢？完完全全出自上帝号召。
First point is serving God is obeying God's calling.
因为你若看第一节的时阵，圣经讲迄个时阵有一个神人奉耶和华的命令，然后对犹大来到伯特利。
If you see in verse 1, and behold, a man of God came out of Judah by the word of the Lord to Bethel.
换句话讲。
In other words,
这个神灵去找亚罗伯安是上帝叫伊去，是上帝命令吩咐叫伊去。
It means that this man of God, when he went to see King Jeroboam, it was because of a calling from God.
所以当你跟我有法当侍奉上帝，是上帝的呼召啊。
So when we're able to serve God, it is because of God's calling.
那不是上帝的呼召，你跟我无可能侍奉上帝。
If God did not call us a servant, then we are not able to serve Him.
那不是上帝拣选了咱，咱也无可能来侍奉上帝。
If God did not choose us, we will not be able to serve Him.
那得问一条问题。
So we need to ask this question.
到底上帝救了咱是为着什么
？Why did God save us?
因为咱真侪时阵，咱感觉上帝救了我，可能有一日死了，咱去天堂。
Many times we have this wrong concept that God saved us so that one day we can be in heaven with Him。
这个是有影。
Yes, this is true。
有影，上帝救了咱，可能有一日在天堂，迄个无问题。
It's true that God saved us and that one day we will be in heaven with Him。
但是我要提一项代志。
But I want to point one thing out。
上帝可能去天堂，唔是个在天堂享受停留的所在。
We are not called so that we can just enjoy our time in heaven and we. And there,
因为上帝让我们去天堂创什么，让我们直接在那里敬拜上帝，服侍上帝。
And when we're in heaven, we are called to that we continue to worship him and we continue to serve him.
亲像以色列的人，上帝呼召他们出埃及的时候。
Just like when God called the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后你会记得上帝吩咐摩西和法老王说什么吗？
Remember what God instructed Moses to tell Pharaoh?
我们每次听他说 Let my people go, 对吗？
Remember the words, let my people go.
但是注意哈，注意，
伊
可以出来是离开了艰苦的所在出来，这个完全无问题。
So it wasn't wrong that they wanted to, God wanted the Israelites to come out.
但是你会记得摩西甲法老王讲的是。
But remember what else Moses told Pharaoh?
我的百姓出来，通侍奉我的上帝。
So my people can go out and serve the Lord.
所以上帝救咱，为着何咱服侍上帝。
So God saved us so that we can serve Him.
上帝呼召咱出来，何咱伫上帝安排的所在来敬拜咱的主。
So God wants us that what where He's placed us, we can worship Him there.
兄弟姊妹，因为哈，上帝的呼召人侍奉，无代表这个人孤单侍奉最团多。
So remember, when one is called to serve God, it does not mean serving does not mean he needs to be a pastor.
然后上帝呼召咱大家人伫无上的岗位来治理这个世界。
God has called us so that we can manage the world.
因为上帝创造人的时阵，曾经真清楚吩咐予人，叫人管理万物。
When God created created man, we were called to manage the world.
然后当咱信了主的时阵，咱就在上帝带领里面，在上帝安排咱的所在，然后在遐敬拜服侍咱的主。
And where God has placed us, that is where we're supposed to worship and serve Him.
然后有人问一道问题了。
So people will ask,
我要怎知影上帝呼召我做什么？
Well, we often ask, why? How do we know what God has called us to?
然后哎呀，我爱啊，你到底上帝爱我做什么？
What does God want me to do?
兄弟姊妹，我感觉今仔日这个问题，我爱咱对另外一个角度去看。
With this question, I want us to look at it from another angle.
我爱对上帝呼咱的身份、安排咱的责任甲角色来去看这个代志。
I want to see where our identity and where God has placed us in to see what He wants us to do.
你知上帝呼召咱，咱要怎样知影呢？
How do we know what God has called us to do?
其实上帝当你呼你迄个身份。当你予你迄个责任的时阵，迄个就是上帝一个呼召。
When God has given you the identity and at the same time the responsibility, that is His calling for you. 那
比如讲，在我的生命中间
，For example, in my life,
然后上帝呼我做丈夫
，God has called me to be a husband.
然后上帝呼召我本身做教会的传道人
，And I was called to be the pastor of the church.
然后上帝呼召我做一个老爸的儿女
At the same time, I was called to be a father for my kids.
然后上帝安排我伫菲律宾，我做菲律宾人。
And I was called to live in the Philippines and be a Filipino.
所以兄弟姊妹，在咱这款的结婚里面，在咱的新婚里面，咱就在这个新婚中间来侍奉上帝。
So in our identity where God has placed us, we need to be faithful.
所以咱要怎有知影上帝呼召
？So how do we know what God's calling is?
上帝呼你迄个新婚就是这款的呼召。
God has given you that identity, and that is already.Calling.
然后你来上帝叫你这个时阵做先生，就是上帝呼召你做一个先生；上帝呼你做学生，就是呼召你做学生。
So if God has called you to be a teacher, then He's called you to be a teacher. Likewise, if you're a student, God has called you to be a student.
然后咱就伫这款的所在来服侍咱的上帝。
So we need to serve God where He has placed us.
所以咱无分什么叫做圣，什么叫做俗。Secular as is spiritual.
So we don't separate what is secular and spiritual.
咱无按呢去分
We don't separate it that way.
那上帝叫你做生意，这个就是圣洁。
If God has called you to do business, and that is holy already.
然后上帝叫你做先知，这个就是圣洁。
If God has called you to be a teacher, then that is what He wants you to do.
然后在迄个所在，咱就尽咱的本分。在迄个所在服侍咱的上帝。
And where He has placed us, we need to serve Him there faithfully.
比如讲。
An example.
我这个翻译员有缘投不？
For example, is my translator handsome?
Huh?
Is he handsome?
未歹哈，好唔好？
Is he okay?
好嘛
？Is he okay?
一缘投。
Let's say he's handsome.
我可以再问。
Now let me ask.
这个缘投哦，会出去撩耍未
？Can this handsome one person can he go out and court women?
会做未
？Is he allowed to court women?Is he allowed to court women?
Huh? Kevin, he is allowed.
Kevin, is he allowed to court women?
Huh? Tian, this is Tian. Christian,
Christian, is he allowed to court women?
No, you can't. No.
Your son said no. Why not? Because he's already married.
对吧？要看守，所以所以伊应该伫迄个家庭中间来侍奉上帝，伊就袂做，就去了煞。
So in this family, he needs to serve God there, so he cannot just do anything he wants.
对吧？那我可以再问。
Now let me ask again.
我问 Christian 哦。Now
let me ask Christian.
你有来了煞不？
Like Christian, are you courting girls?
你无啊无啊。He
said, are you courting girls?
那是你会做了煞。
For you, are you allowed to court girls?
It's too young, too young.
The answer is too young.
It's too young.
He said he's too young.
Now, what can I ask?
Now, let me ask.
When you go older, get old, huh?
When you're older, are you allowed to court girls? How many are you allowed to court?
Three times.
Are you allowed to court three at the same time?
Oh,
this is okay. But some say that I'm single, I can court as many as I want. But brothers and sisters, this is not the way it should be. Even though your identity is still single, it does not mean that you can do whatever you want.
So we should understand God. 诶，好难诶，释放是啥物？就是上帝对咱诶呼召，伫咱诶角色岗位顶面释放咱诶主。
So in our identity, where He's placed us, this is how we can serve our God.
听有无？迄真重要。
This is very important.
未牵手有伫未牵手释放，
If you're
牵了手有伫牵手内面释放。
You can serve God in your way when you're single, and you can serve God with a different way when you're married.
所以你若是教会会友，你伫教会内面就释放。
So if you're a member of the church and you serve God that way.
然后你伫生理场内面，你伫生理场好好来释放。
And when you're in your business, then you need to serve God.
因为释放上帝是上帝叫你做的时阵，迄个岗位好哩，就是一个呼召。
Because where God has placed you, that is your calling already.
所以这是头前咱伫这段经文看过真清楚，这个神人有法当做，是上帝欢呼伊去做。
So this we can see from this verse that this man of God can do what he's doing because he was called by God.
第二项
second，
因为伫这段经文，互咱看到释放上帝，除了是出自上帝呼召，那无上帝叫咱，咱无可能服侍以外呢。
We saw earlier that serving God is obeying God's calling, but another point for serving God is we need to follow God's instruction.
I want to make a definition.
I want to make a definition. Serving God does not mean what you want to do for God. Serving God is doing what God wants us to do. It's good that you want to serve God. But real service is doing what God wants you to do. This is very important. So this man of God, God asked him to do something. So what did he do? He was asked him to give a message to King Jeroboam. And he was instructed when he's there, he should not eat or drink there. And he cannot go back the same way he came in. And this was very clear. So truly serving God is doing what God wants you to do. This is not easy. Why is it not easy? Because this man of God, because for him to bring this message to King Jeroboam was not easy. Why is it easy? Let me give you some points. First, if you look at the Bible here, the man of God was not even given a name.
He's nobody.
He's a person without a name. But now who is he supposed to talk to? He's going to a country, the president of a country. He was
going
to talk to this king of the northern kingdom. And let me ask you, The king will say, "Who are you?"
神叫你来，耶和华叫你来，我要照在你是谁啊？
You say that God called you. How do I know that it's true?
你若讲以利亚嘛，喊喊。
And if you were Elijah, then maybe.
你是大先知嘛，是喊喊。
If you're a big prophet, then maybe he'll talk to you. But who are you?
对不？所以呢，伊要去甲迄个王讲，这件是无简单的讲代志。
So for him to talk to this king, it would be very difficult.
到第二个艰苦地到咯。
Second difficulty.
因为圣经讲伊是对犹大来的。
Second, that this man of God was coming from Judah.
这犹大是迄个时阵是甲北国是啥物啊？是撒旦家的啊。
At that time, Judah was an enemy of the northern kingdom.
因为这犹大是南国啊。
Because Judah is a southern kingdom.
你让伊对南国去甲北国讲你会死呐，你知无
？And it's a man coming from the southern kingdom going to the northern kingdom, telling the king that you will die.
然后这个王本身讲你对南国来，可能你是间谍，我干嘛要听你的嘴啊
？He'll think that if you're coming from the south, then you'll probably be a spy.
所以这个物件吼，要讲这个信息无简单呐。
So it is not easy to bring this message to the king.
那第三项无简单是什么
？And the third challenge
就是代表这个神灵哦。到切亚罗波安讲的信息是怎么样？不是好的消息，是坏的消息。
And the news that he was to bring to this king was not good news.
那是姊妹，你若去讲哦，讲好消息嘛，喊喊哈。
It's okay if you had to go and give the king a good message.
那现在去讲，你无偌久，你好阮南国的亚亚约西亚，甲你拍死啦，你知无？你这消息坏消息啦。
But this news was saying that our king from Judah will come and destroy you one day.
哇，你若听你的开启示，你无看到这个王本身要亲手要叫人掠，你看到无？
So,If you, remember, if the, after the king heard this, he wanted to kill him.
So you can see here that serving God,
so you can see here that serving God,
可能面对有真绝无常的条件
maybe you'll face a lot of challenges.
但是呢，你知影是上帝叫你去做，你就去做。
But then, since God has called you to do it, you still need to do it.
虽然艰苦，都去做。
Although it is difficult, you still have to do it.
你知影，咱有真绝时阵啊，咱的事奉啊。
You know, many times in our service,
咱逐摆看吼，看啥物？看有法啊，无法。
Many times when we're serving, we think we ask ourselves whether we're able to do it.
那看未记得有艰苦啊，无艰苦。
And we'll ask whether it is difficult or not.
兄弟姊妹，那无艰苦我做，艰苦我就唔做了。
And if it's not difficult, then you'll serve. But if it's difficult, you'll back away from it.
那是大家人的思想是安尼的时阵，我相信真侪物件咱做未起来。
If everyone was like this, then we won't be able to accomplish anything. Because when God has called us to do something, then we do it.
兄弟姊妹，有真侪时阵，上帝叫咱的侍奉，真侪代价，咱得去付。
Many times, the service that God requires from us would require a lot of difficulties, a lot of cost.
感谢上帝，这摆好运，将凯凯安顿了伫牧里。
I thank God that we were able to, that Kai Kai was able to study in Moody.
然后头一日，夜拜日暗暝。
So when we were able to bring Kai Kai to the school,
然后迄个时阵，是隆重的外国来的学生头一摆隆重要搬入去到学堂咧。
And that was the first day that all the students would move into the school.
然后内边有分做两批的人。
And the group was divided into two groups.
头一批伊叫做 MK.
The first group was called MK.
MK 叫做 missionary kids.
And these were the missionary kids.
然后第二批的人伊是叫做 international students.
And the second group that was studying there were
international students.
Kai Kai was put in the international
group.
Because he's not, he doesn't belong to the MK. Because his father is not a missionary.
So he is MK.
So he's not MK.
那要照理由讲，凯凯就叫做 PK.
But normally, Kai would be called PK.
PK 是叫做 pastor's kid， 不是 missionary kid。
Because he is a pastor's kid.
所以但是伊个分伊底下。
So he was put in the international.
所以迄个安波底下所在。
So in the afternoon we were all there.
然后伊又安排一款的第二年、第三年学生，然后帮陈文泽又来安顿凯凯。
And they asked some of the second or third year students to come and help out.
然后有就是凯凯吼，伫迄个时阵煞捌一个人啦。
And that place, Kai Kai met someone.
然后当捌伊了这个人的时阵哦。然后凯凯跟阮讲，迄个暗顿阮三甲食的时阵，讲迄个人要甲阮一齐坐落去食。
And that, so Kai Kai told us that evening that person was going to have dinner together with us.
讲不要紧，然后咱三甲食，咱三甲食。
So I said, okay, let's have dinner with him together.
然后伊就迄个人就甲阮三甲坐。
So this student came and had dinner with us.
然后这个是对 Michigan 客气。
And this student was from Michigan.
然后伊下伫一个真水真水的所在。
He lived in a very small small town.
然后伊发问一道问题。
So he asked the question.
伊讲话，你来到遐尼大个城市，你感觉怎样啊
？So he asked, how do you feel coming from a small town into this big city?
伊唔知影菲律宾哦。
He did not know.
Metro Manila 比 Chicago 更加大个 city， 你知？
He asked that question, but he did not know that Manila is bigger than Chicago.
但是我甲你讲过时阵，我感觉这个人真单纯。
But when I talked to this person, I felt this person was so very
真正真单纯，真我袂只讲是，我袂只讲伊是 ignorance, okay?
I'm not saying he's ignorant or naive.
伊是真正真正 pure, very pure.
But he was just very
单纯，真单纯。
He was just very pure.
然后伊听上帝，也听上帝。
And he really just loved God.
伊感觉上帝也听伊，也听上帝。
And he loved God so much, and he just knows that God loves him
so
much. 然
后我伫伊身躯看到张明。
And I noticed something with him.
伊个身躯内面，伊听的神，唔是思想一个理念。
And the his love for God is not just on his head or an idea. He didn't love an idea. But it's almost like he loves a person. This person is God. And I felt that this was so genuine. And he loved God so genuinely. So he was studying in Moody Institute so that he wants to share God's love to others. So I asked him, what are you going to do or where are you going to go in the future? And he said that I will go to Papua New Guinea. And that's even farther. And I asked him, why do you want to go to Papua New Guinea? He said, because I want to share God's love there. And I felt that he was so genuine and so pure. I asked him, aren't you afraid to get killed? He said, because I love God, I'll do this. Many times when we're serving God, don't serve God only when you have spare time. When you have spare time and you do it, then this that would not have any value. When you find something of value, then when you're busy, you will find time you'll find time for it.
真侪人咧撩耍的时阵，无闲变有闲，有影无？
When those who want to court women, court girls, they will find time for it.
哇，以前偌无闲的，到撩耍，我逐项嘛有闲，有影无？
Before they were always busy, by the time they wanted to court someone, they will have time for it for some reason.
所以我意思讲，咱来侍奉上帝，咱来明白是上帝叫我去做事。
We just have to remember that when you know that God wants us to do it, brothers and sisters,
虽然有条件,
although there will be challenges,
虽然有代价,
although there will be costs,
但上帝叫我做,
but since God has called you to do it,
我做上帝爱我做,
I will do whatever God has called me to do.
这个是叫做侍奉。
And this is what I mean by service.
所以这个是第二项代志，在这段经文让你看到的所在。
And this is the second thing we see from these verses.
所以你看到侍奉上帝是若无上帝呼召，你跟我无可能。
So from our first point that if God did not call us, then we cannot serve Him.
然后咱要侍奉，就照上帝吩咐去做。
And when we want to serve God, we need to follow God's instructions.
不是看咱爱为神做什么，是做上帝爱我做什么。
It's not what we want to do for God, but what God wants us to do for
Him. 这是第二项。
And that is the second thing.
你要伫这段经文，你看到侍奉上帝，你会看到什么物件？
See here from serving God, what else can we learn?
你会看到讲，你会经历着上帝的带领。
Here we can see that you will experience God's leading. When we're serving God, it's true we will face challenges and problems, but God will lead us. You'll see, this man of God, when he was to give the message to King Jeroboam, this wasn't easy. But you'll notice, but when the king gave instructions to seize him, what happened to his arms? His arm dried up. Because God was working there.
So
then he asked this man of God to pray for him to heal him. And thank God that his arms were
healed. So this神灵有法通将上帝吩咐伊的代志完成好些。
So this man of God was able to accomplish the mission that was set for him.
所以兄弟姊妹，你看到原来咱侍奉上帝。
So we see here that serving God,
上帝会引导了。
that God will guide us.
然后，咱咧伫引带内面，咱经历着上帝本身。
And in God's leading, we will experience Him more.
真侪时阵，伫咱咧生活内面，真少机会经历着上帝。
Many in our lives, we often we don't have that experience of God's leading. Often we cannot experience God's power because we don't follow God's instructions. When we follow God's instructions, then we will see God's hand leading us step by step.
For example,
I thank God. Recently, we had some. We were able to do a ministry at York Lynn School.
然后，这玉林我不提着，这间学堂现在中学生大概是九十几个那呢。
I mentioned this before that the York Lynn, the high school students, are number around 90 right now.
然后，迄个时阵有人咧做，包括中学，包括小学，加加起来差不多是一几百个那呢，无真多。
There's about a few hundred students.
然后有人要底下咧做，然后最近因做个真艰苦，伊感觉欠人。
He felt that they don't have enough people to do things there.
然后要求教会的人讲，我当三甲甲伊三甲做阿无。
And so they're asking for help from the church.
然后教会祈祷了，然后咱要去做。
After the church prayed about it, the church decided that we will help out.
因为这个无信主的学堂要好咱伫内面创团契，这个无简单。
Because for a school that's not a Christian school, asking for a church to help out, this is unusual.
所以感謝上帝，咱就甲伊合作去做。
So we thank God that we decided to work together with them.
但是第一大件問題，誰阿去做？
But the biggest problem is who will help out?
誰阿都去做？
Who will take charge?
欸，上帝家己興起人。
But God brought someone up.
那是出自上帝意思，上帝安排人。
If it is God's will, then God will provide.
欸，上帝安排幾落位嘅校友。
So God has brought up some alumni.
然后上司有加就其他兄弟姊妹来帮衬这个事工。
And there are some other brothers and sisters that will help out.
所以兄弟姊妹当上帝叫咱去做。
So when God has asked us to do,
然后咱来去做。
If we do it, when we do it,
经历着上帝本身。
If we do it, then we will experience God there.
咱来经历着上帝作为伫迄个所在叫完成上帝爱咱。
We can see God's greatness after following His instructions.
教会去你做你来。
Our church for so many years.
兄弟姊妹，咱感谢上帝，咱的教会会友真乖。
We thank God that our congregation were very behaved.
啊，当然，无特只羊特拜计好啦。
Although not all the sheep are always behaved.
啊，我跟你讲，有安羊，何你气啊，要死要死，我跟你讲。
I'll tell you there are some sheep that will cause us a lot of headaches.
你知我一个早我有一个领带。
Many years ago, I had this neck at this tie.
那我的领带吼是隆重的羊啦。
And I had this. There's a lot of sheep picture on this tie.
但是迄款羊哦，皆是白羊啦。
But all these sheep were white.
然后孤单有一只羊乌色啦。
And except there was one sheep on that tie that was black.
啊，我唔知干哪会那领带，唔知走去倒落，煞胖无去了。
I don't know why, but I've lost that tie.
然后那领带真趣味，拢种白羊，搁一只乌羊啦。
So this whole tie it has all white sheep except for one.
我跟你讲，教会内面哦，有真侪白羊，但是总有一只黑羊啦。
I'll tell you, the church has a lot of white sheep, but you will always encounter a black one.
啊，你要拄到黑羊，你要从啥
？What are you going to do when you face a black sheep?
讲上帝啊，赶紧可以死去哈，掉掉。
What happens when you're faced with this? Do you pray to God that let this person die?
因为这只黑羊哦，排死啊，可以赶紧死啊。
Because this black sheep is a headache, can you let him die
quickly?
Are you allowed to pray this way? I'm not allowed to pray this way. And I know that God will not be pleased if we pray this way. But let me tell you that you'll experience God's greatness. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect, you're not perfect. We are all black sheep. But it is because of God.Forgiving us, having mercy on us.
好像乌的对乌的，捡这堆吼。
All these black sheep put together.
然后这个咱的大牧者吼。
And our great shepherd.
然后听咱，帮咱，
loved us and helped us.
然后伊会，所以伫教会内面，你看到上帝的工作，伊开始在完成。
So you can see that in the church, God's work, He is fulfilling it.
所以我是真侪时阵伫恁的生命中间。看到上帝作为，你知无
？So many times in your lives, I see God working in your lives.
我为着恁来感谢上帝。
And for this, I give thanks.
因为哦，上帝本身哦，
Because you'll see it when God is leading you, you'll see His hand working there. And you see God fulfilling what He wants done, and you see His greatness. Let me give you a very recent example. Personally, I came back to the Philippines Wednesday night. But at first, I was hoping to come back on Friday instead of Wednesday. Because Wednesday we had an international parents conference. And I was planning to stay there. But after we had a meeting with the teachers on Monday, so I asked, is it okay that if I don't come Wednesday? But they told us it's okay if you don't come on Wednesday. But afterwards, we did a second thing. I asked if I was going to change my plane tickets. When we asked, they told us that if you want to change the date of your flight, we have to pay $300 per ticket. So if all of us added together, it would be about $1,000 something. So I declined.
I said
no. Since the school has allowed us not to attend,
and we
had to pay $1,000 more. And how about staying? Where we're going to live? How about the food?
Well, fast food mah ham ham.
Fast food is okay.
Oh, 其他价惊死人.
But all the other restaurants there were so expensive.
Oh, 你那是坐落来.
When you sit down,
then now his suggestion a service charge 18%, 20%, 22%.
And the service charge, the tip there, they gave us a choice of 18%, 20%, or 22%.
Oh, yeah, 所以唔敢去换所在家，你知.
So I'm afraid to go to these service restaurants. So we decided to come home earlier.
啊，直到感谢主，我直到来，我等父Thomas妈妈喺出边.
So I thank God that I was able to come back. I was able to attend that Thomas mother's wake.
然后我等黑日暗暝主持追思会.
And that day I could take charge of a memorial service. But another thing that I'm thankful for, if I did not come, I might not be able to stand here today to preach. Because of what happened with the Xiamen Airlines. So the Xiamen Airlines was because of the.
So you can see that sometimes,
So many times we just let God lead the way. And you see that God will open the way. So we thank God. So when you serve God, you will see God leading the way. So because of this, we give thanks to God. So serving God, first thing, first is obeying God's calling. Second, and second is following God's instruction. Third is service. Serving God is receiving God's leading. Final point we can learn from this chapter. And that is serving God, we need to be faithful in all things. How do I explain this? If you look at all these verses, so we see here that there are two things that God wanted this man of God to do. First was God wanted the mission of giving the message to Jeroboam accomplished. This is one of the instructions God gave. And the second instruction that that the man of God received from God, he was told not to go back the same way he came from. And the other instruction was not to eat and drink in
certain vessels.
So these are the two instructions that God gave to him. But when you look at these verses, you'll notice something. Did the man of God accomplished the first mission? He accomplished the first mission. He was able to accomplish the mission of giving that message to the king, king of the northern kingdom. Why did he die? Why was he killed? It wasn't because he did not fulfill the first mission that was entrusted to him. It wasn't Jeroboam that killed him. At the end, it was the lion that killed him. The lion did not eat the donkey but killed him.
And
it was so clear that the lion did not hurt the donkey but killed the man. What does this mean? He was successful in his accomplishing the mission. But in his life, he failed. Is it clear? This is to eat and drink. This is about life. He was successful. He accomplished his mission. But in his life, he failed. So he was not faithful in all things. He was only faithful in one part of what was
asked of him.
So he was tricked by this old prophet. Although this old prophet was kind that he gave him a donkey to ride home with, but he forgot that God's instruction is more important than man's instructions. So in this part of his life, he failed. So brothers and sisters, no matter how accomplished your serving is, even how much you've accomplished from the mission God has entrusted to you, but we need to guard the life we live. There's something, a movement that has affected the world recently.
#MeToo.
And that's the #MeToo movement.
This
is the hashtag movement. People who have sexually abused others. Earlier time, it was against politicians or famous people. But recently, we were seeing this happening with religion. In the Catholic background, in the United States, they did an investigation, and they discovered that 300 priests have been abusing children. And they realized that about 3,000 children were sexually abused. And this is the first thing. And something else happened recently in China. In China, there's a very famous Buddhist monk. And he was one of the leaders for religion in China. Because of what he did, he had to step down. Yes, he had two people working under him and wrote down the abuse that he had committed. And with the Catholic Church, it happened. It also happened in the Buddhism. And how about Christians? It also happened.
Willow Creek.
The Willow Creek.
Then Bill Hybel.
Their pastor, Bill Hybels, something happened to him as well recently. So let me tell you, we should be thankful that missions were accomplished, but in our lives, we should pray to God and ask Him to protect us. Because if your life was not good, and all the accomplishment that God has entrusted to you will be worthless.
你在你的公司最成功,
even your company, your business might be successful,
但是你的生活不好势,
but your life is not good.
你不法当影响人,
you cannot influence people.
在礼拜堂你做偌济偌好嘅物件。
Even how many good things you've done in the church.
但是你伫家庭本身创无好势。
But in your home, if you're not good.
然后，这个家庭会影响到你本身。
And this family, what you've done, it will affect the work that you're doing.
这个神灵。
This man of God.
伊真是真大胆，靠着上帝带领，将信息教亚罗波安讲。
He followed what he was instructed to do, and he was able to give the message to King Jeroboam.
但是生活内边，伊失败了。
But in his life, he has failed.
所以兄弟姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
咱属奉的是
，When we serve,
都靠着两方面，好不好
？We need to be able to take care of both.
属灵都靠。
We need to guard the mission that entrusted to us. At the same time, we need to take care of our lives. And this is what we need to do in order to bring glory to God. I believe that if everyone did this, in the responsibility in the area where God has entrusted to you, then we can truly serve God this way. And where we're placed, we can glorify God there. And where we're at, we can bring God's name. And most importantly, in the place where we're put in, we can share God to other people. So others can see God. Is that okay, brothers and sisters? Let us pray. Lord, we pray, Father, for today's message. Lord, that we will remember it in our hearts. Lord, for us, Lord God, you place us in different situations. You place us in different areas, Lord. Help us, Lord God, that we will be faithful where you have placed us. Lord, there might be tasks, Lord God, that might seem too difficult, Lord, but help us to know that if it is your calling, that we will do it faithfully. And when we're serving you faithfully, Lord, may we truly experience you more. Lord, you have died for us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to truly live for you and to truly serve you. And Lord, we pray, Father God, that while we're serving you, Lord, we might face times of challenges of temptation, Lord. But we pray that you, Lord, that we always remain in you, that help us to humble our hearts to know when we're doing something wrong. Lord, we're prone, the song we heard earlier, Lord, that we're prone to wander, and many times we're prone to leave the God we love. But Lord, once again today, Lord God, we pray here, Lord, that we give our hearts to you, Lord. Lord, that protect us, Lord God, that while we're serving you, Lord God, that we will remain faithful and that we will remain, Lord God, in the life you want us to live. Help us to keep your words in our hearts that we will not sin against you. We thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.